흩어진 제자들은 여러분이 힘든 곳에서 전도하는 분들입니다.
The scattered disciples are the ones doing evangelism in the difficult places.
어떤 면에서는 여러분이 그 생명에도 위협을 받을 정도입니다.
To the point where your life can be threatened.
이럴 때 여러분하고 만남이 일어나겠죠.
And that is when meetings can take place.
이게 굉장히 중요합니다.
And this is very important.
꼭 이걸 기억해야 됩니다.
You must remember this.
여러분은 이게 언제 이 만남은 처음 기회입니다.
And so the meetings are the first opportunity.
그리고 마지막 기회란 걸 아셔야 됩니다.
And also a final opportunity.
이 사람이 사도행전 8장 26절 40절처럼 만나게 됐단 말이에요.
And this person you've met like Acts 8, 26 through 20 or 40,
꼭 기억해야 됩니다.
You must remember.
영원한 기회로 만들어야 됩니다.
You must make it an eternal opportunity.
이렇게 보면은 다시는 보지 못했다 그랬어요.
And it says here that they did not see them again. It could be that we don't see them again, but we don't do anything else.
이 사람은 복음으로만 되는 영원한 기회로 만들어야
We must make that this person will do the eternal gospel movement, make it the eternal opportunity.
여러분, 어차피 쓰임받을 전도자이기 때문에 굳이 막 욕심 가질 필요도 없습니다.
And you are evangelists who will be used.
이 사람을 이렇게 해줘.
You don't have to be selfish at all. Help this person be this way.
예를 든다면은 어떤 외국인이 우리에게 왔다.
For example, a foreigner has come to our church.
이 사람은 상황이 영원교로 가는 게 더 나을 것 같다 할 때는 보내줘야 돼요.
If that person's situation is better that they go to Yeongun Church, we must send them there.
이걸 기억해야 됩니다.
Why? Because you must remember this.
이 사람은 조금 예를 들어서 조금 온 지역이 도시보다는 약간 시골로 보내는 훈련이 낫겠다 할 때는 그걸 보내줘야 돼요.
And if this person is better off to be trained in the city than the countryside, then that's what you need to do.
어려운 지역에서 온 사람이 대도시에서 몇 년 있다가 거기 가면 못 해요.
If somebody who is from a difficult area, they go to the city for training and then they go back to that area, it's difficult.
그래서 이 사람을 갖다가 어떻게 만들어야 되는 거니까 세 가지를 만들어 줘야 돼요.
And so for this person, you need to establish three things.
어떻게요? 아까 얘기했잖아요.
How? As we have just spoken.
완전히 플랫폼이 되도록 만들어.
Make it so they will completely be a platform.
이게 더 쉽습니다. 왜냐, 하나님이 원하시는 거기 때문에.
This is easier because this is what God desires.
자꾸 다른 동기를 갖고 하는 게 어려워요.
It's difficult because people keep having ulterior motives.
만 갖고 있으면요, 이 사람 속에 빛이 있도록 만드는 파수망입니다.
If you truly do this, then you will insert the light into the person to become the watchtower. We must become the watchtower.
이 사람 속에 딱 정확한 메시지를 심어줘야 돼요.
And the accurate message must be imprinted in that person. And become the antenna. And make it this way for them.
그리고 이제 이 사람이 가야 되는 여정이 있잖아요.
There is a journey that this person must go on.
어떤 여정입니까?
What kind of journey?
당신은 당신 그 나라와 행할 위해서 하나님이 남겨둔 자다.
You are the remaining one for your nation and your field.
이 여정을 가는 겁니다.
You are going on this journey as the remaining one.
남을 자로.
The one who will remain.
남길 자로.
The one who will leave behind. That is the journey.
어떤 경우도 당신은 남는 자가 된다.
No matter what, you will be the remaining one.
그리고 또 하나 가르쳐야 돼요.
And another.
어떤 문제도 당신하고 상관없어야 된다.
No matter what problem, it has nothing to do with you. That's what's important.
문제 보고 문제도 하는 사람은 미안스럽습니다만은 쓰임 못 받습니다.
People who say problems or problems, I'm sorry to say, but they cannot be used.
왜 그렇습니까?
Why is that?
순례자니까.
Because they are pilgrims.
당신 지금부터 이제 순례자의 길을 가야 돼.
You have to go the way of a pilgrim.
그래서 아예만 저는 그거를 딱 담내면 문제 보고 문제다 쓰임 못 받아요.
And so I see the people, the problems are problems, they can't be used.
왜냐? 정확하게 봤기 때문에.
Why? Because they've seen accurately.
문제를 보고 문제라고 말하면 정확하게 본 거예요. 그 사람 거기서 죽어야 돼.
If you see the problem as a problem, you've seen accurately, but you die there.
그 다음 걸 보는 거예요.
We must see what comes after.
순례자.
We are pilgrims.
순례자는 길 가다가 구덩이도 있고 높은 것도 있고 아무 상관없어요.
Pilgrims can walk through valleys or tall places, and people can tempt them or bother them,
and,
but it does not matter.
어느 정도냐? 위기가 위기 아닌 것처럼 대접해야 돼.
To what extent that a crisis, not even a crisis.
흑암 이길 정복자입니다.
They are the conquerors who overcome darkness.
사람 이기는 거 아닙니다.
We're not overcoming people, we're the conquerors over darkness. You must remember this.
그래서 중요한 게 나왔잖아요.
And so the important thing has come about.
다른 걸로 은혜 받으면 그건 가짜 돼요.
If you receive grace from anything other than the gospel, that is fake.
복음과 구원.
The gospel and salvation.
여기에 너무 감사합니다. 고개 제자입니다.
And you are truly thankful for this, then you're a true disciple.
아, 잘해주네. 그 제자 아닙니다.
And if other people are good to you, that's not necessarily a disciple.
놀란 게 그 외국에서 그 와가지고 우리 노동자를 와서 전도된 사람들 있죠. 진짜요 보니까.
And I see people who have come from third world countries were laborers in Korea, but they receive training and return. They are true disciples.
네, 그런 거니까 여기서 꼭 기억해야 될 게. 들어가기 전에.
We must remember here very importantly.
거의 사람들이 두 가지 있어요.
People have two things.
숨겨진 문제라고 볼 수 있죠.
They have hidden problems.
이거 있다니까.
Everybody has them.
이걸 이제 덮어두었다가 어느 날 문제 생길 때 나오잖아요.
And people keep it in hiding, and then it gets exposed.
그래서 실컷 훈련식 있는데 다 받아놓은데 이 부분을 딱 덮어놨다가 가서 문제 나오면 또 나와.
And you have trained this person, yet when a time comes, this problem gets exposed.
그래서 이유가 없어야 돼요.
And so that's why you must have no reason.
살라무가처럼 죽어도 좋다는데 그런 놈은 할 말 없어요.
Like Pastor Salam, he says it's okay if he dies while doing this ministry, then there's nothing else to say.
아무 잘못도 없는데 예수 믿는다고 이 사람을 그저 살인 혐의에 덮으셔 사람도 안 죽였는데 그 희한한 나라 죽으러 죽이려 하는 거죠.
He did nothing wrong, yet they falsely accused him of murder. He didn't kill anybody just because he believes in Jesus.
그럼 뭐 뒷거래가 왔다 납니까? 그 보니까 당신 그만. 예수 안 믿겠다라면 살려줄게.
And they even said, if you don't believe in Jesus, we'll let you go.
그건 뭐 장난도 아니고 진짜 감옥에서 들어간대.
It's not even a joke. They literally put him in jail.
모슬렘 건 무자비하지 않습니까?
And so the Muslims,
죽는 건 뻔한데.
Very extreme ways.
두고 놀랬다니까요.
And it's very likely that he would be killed. And I was surprised by his...
걱정하지 마라.
Testimony, he called us, said, don't worry.
나는 감옥에서 죽어도 괜찮다.
It's okay if I die in jail.
뒷말이 기가 찬 거지.
And what he says after is even more.
우리나라에는 그리스도가 필요하다는 거예요.
Amazing. He said, our country needs Christ. I was shocked.
그렇게 보세요. 그런 제자들이 있다니까요.
And there are those types of disciples.
역사에 날 수밖에 없어. 그 어려운 데서 지금 RTC 지고 난리 났잖아요.
Works are bound to arise in that difficult place. He's raising the RUTC.
또 한 가지 있습니다.
And another.
어려운 지역에 살다 보니까 사람이 어려운 스타일로 바뀌게 돼 있거든요.
If you're from a difficult region, then your style is difficult as well.
꼭 이거 만들어줘야 돼.
You must make this.
거의 후진국에는 속이는 게 기본이 돼 있거든요. 그렇죠?
Deception is by nature in the third world countries. They can't do world evangelization that way.
너무 다 따지고 이러면 안 돼. 그건 아무것도 안 돼.
And of course, we shouldn't completely nitpick at that, then nothing will take place.
그 사람이 끼우치도록 만들어줘야 되는 거지. 우리가 뭐 따진다고 됩니까? 그러면 더 이상한데요.
And the problem isn't about nitpicking. We must help them realize. We must be able to have this work arise.
어떤 분이 그러더라고요. 뭐 어느 나라에는 한 90%는 속인다네요.
Certain countries, they'll deceive up to 90%.
보통 그렇답니다.
That's generally the way.
또 보니까 뭐 어떤 나라에는 막 그냥 뭐 거의 다 속이면 된다 해서 속이는 거래. 그런 것도 있대요. 수준이 그럴 거 아닌가.
There are other countries with the level is that most of things is deception.
그래도 우리나라는 그래도 반밖에 안 속이는데.
Of course, our country, we only deceive about half.
이걸 엘리트로 만들어요.
But we must turn this into the elite.
당당히 엘리트로 만들어요.
We must make it rightfully into the elite.
그래서 조금 확실히 내가 보니까 일본, 스페인, 이런 보통 사람들이잖아요. 좀 달라, 엘리트예요.
And so when I look at people from Japan or Spain, they're a bit different. They're elites.
들어가면,
If the gospel enters in.
근데 이제 내가 문제 많이 있는데 포장을 해놓는단 말이에요. 완전히 그리스도 앞에 깨달아버려요.
If you have problems, but you're covering it up, you must completely receive healing before Christ. You must realize first. Fixing comes later.
그래서 여기 보니까 오늘 세례 받았잖아요.
We see that they receive baptism
체험을 하는 거죠.
And they have the experience.
이 사람이 이렇게 되도록
We must help them become this way, gospel and prayer.
이 구원은 뭡니까?
And so what is this salvation?
이 구원받게 된 모든 동기를 다 없애줘야 돼요.
So you have to get rid of all the other motives
왜냐?
for their salvation.
은혜로 구원을 받았어요.
Because they have been saved by grace.
은혜로 당신들 만나게 한 겁니다.
By grace that we have been able to meet them.
은혜를 인하여 믿음으로 말미암아.
By grace through faith.
그 믿음도 하나님의 선물이에요.
Faith is a gift of God.
누구든지 성령이 아니고는 그리스도를 주라 시인할 수 없다.
Only through the Holy Spirit can you confess that Jesus is Lord.
꼭 가르쳐야 되죠.
You must teach this.
요한일서 5장입니다.
1 John 5.
또 증거는 이거 증거가 뭡니까?
And the evidence is this. What is the evidence?
증거가 뭐냐 말이야. 내가 구원받은 증거가 뭡니까?
What is the evidence of my salvation?
체험은 나중이고 증거가 뭡니까?
Experience is after. What is the evidence?
아들이 있는 자에게는 생명이고.
The one who has the Son has life.
예수가 그리스도로 믿어지는 자는 구원받은.
Those who believe that Jesus is the Christ, they have been saved.
분명히 해줘야 돼.
Absolutely, we must do this for them.
그때부터 성삼위 하나님께서 비밀스럽게 완벽하게 역사하십니다.
And that is when the triune God very mysteriously and completely perfectly works.
물로 세례받는 것은 신앙의 간증이요, 표현이죠. 그렇죠?
Baptism by water is the
진짜로는 이제 불세례, 성령 세례입니다.
Significance of our faith, but the true baptism is by the Holy Spirit.
그런 부분 뭐 조금 이해시켜 주는 게 굉장히 중요합니다.
And it's very important to help them realize.
믿는 자에게 이런 일이 벌어져.
To the believer, these things occur.
굳이 물 세례 이 부분도 좀 설명. 물 세례라는 게 신앙 그 간증으로 표현으로 하는 거예요, 그렇죠?
The baptism of water, it is expressing your faith.
1번은 안 받아도 이거는 받아야 돼요. 그렇죠?
Even if you don't receive number 1, you must receive number 2.
그래도 침례교에서는 자꾸 물에 빠뜨려야 된다고 자꾸 하는데 글쎄요.
The Baptist Church
무슨 뜻으로 그런지 모르겠지만 뿌리면 어떻고 빠뜨리면 어떻습니까?
they insist that you are immersed in water. So what is the difference if you sprinkle water or are immersed? And so if we were to nitpick on the very detail, when you say what is more correct, yes, you should immerse in the water. But what's more important is not necessarily more important, because whether you sprinkle or immerse, it is expressing the sign of your faith. So to say you have to be immersed underwater to be stubborn with that's difficult. And Peter baptized 3,000 people one day. How could he do that in one day? What about the thief that died next to Christ on the cross? He was not baptized. Jesus said, you and I will be in paradise. And so he says, only after your baptism. He didn't say that. He didn't have time to do baptism. And so we must understand this. And so to what extent must we establish them to the point where they could pray? I've said before. We talked about 393. The triune God is within me. The blessings of the throne, 9 of them, are within me. The 3 ages are within me. You must help them to pray for this. They must have the assurance that this is what they must do. And so if they say, I pray this way, and they share that confession, to receive this answer, they are done. If they don't know how to pray, they could receive everything and they have no assurance. And the scattered ones were scattered. In various places, but there's Egypt, Babylon, and Rome.
"이 말은 당신에게 세계 복음할 수 있도록 하나님은 준비하셨다."
This means that God has prepared them to do world evangelization. So in conclusion,
여러분을 만난 사람이 그리스도로 끝내도록 만들.
You must help those you meet with come to the conclusion of Christ.
그래서 만났을 때 날짜를 계산해야 돼.
And so when you meet them, you must calculate the days. You must approach a person that might be with you for a year or a few days or for a longer time. There's
a person you meet,
that'll be your first and last meeting. Then you share the gospel and have them accept. But if it's a meeting that can be drawn out for a long time, acceptance is such an important thing. You must wait for their faith to be had. We shouldn't force them to do it. I do it on purpose, very late. I'm really asking the question, does this person truly believe? This precious gospel of Christ, it's, you know, okay to accept over and over, but they truly sincerely believe, and to help them all the way to prayer. And you must remember this. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks. May you strengthen, the scattered believers and daily give them the blessings of heaven.
기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.